Disney fail, Indiana Jones 5 ads enrage New Yorkers days before film hits theaters. By Warner Todd Houston on June 27, 2023. Disney's upcoming entry in its Indiana Jones series was off to a rocky start, turning scoffs over its trailers and film clips, and now the film has taken another bad turn by annoying commuters on the New York subways with off-putting audio ads for the film. Disney has contracted with the MTA to broadcast an audio ad for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny at subway stations all across the Big Apple, and according to The Gothamist, riders are not pleased. Commuters seem very unhappy that every 10 minutes they are accosted with a gravelly voice loudly announcing, "In 10 days, a legend will face his destiny," over the station's public address speakers. The magazine notes that this is not the first time the Public Transport Authority has sold audio ads played over the speaker system. Officials also hasten to add that serious public service messages will always take precedence over the audio ads. Certainly, ads on the MTA are fine. The system earns more than $150 million a year by allowing companies to advertise with posters on walls, according to the New York Daily News. But as Gothamist pointed out, some transit riders are not amused by the intrusive audio ads. "I don't enjoy being advertised to or solicited to when I'm in a forced situation. It's enough to just view posters, billboards, and digital reader boards," rider Layard Thompson told the magazine. "I just heard a short ad for the new Indiana Jones movie played over the loudspeakers at my subway stop. I realize the MTA is struggling financially, but audio commercials inserted into my commute is not a positive development, with rate increases on their way too," said Twitter user Howard Sherman. Others are also annoyed by the whole thing. Granted, the movie is not yet out, but so far this upcoming fifth entry in the Indiana Jones saga has the worst rating of any indie film, with a dismal 65% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Professional reviewers who have seen it are also not super excited about the film. For many regular moviegoers, that rating is likely based off the clips and trailers Disney has released so far, none of which have exactly wowed potential audiences. As our own John Nolte noted, Harrison Ford's co-star, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, is not coming off well. Waller-Bridge plays Indy's goddaughter and spends much of the movie emasculating him. "Naturally, she's a badass girl boss who lectures and saves him," Nolte wrote. "It is all adding up to what just might become another major box office disappointment for Disney, a studio that has reportedly already lost $890 million over its last 8 box office bombs. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny debuts in theaters on June 30th. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.